Perhaps you're familiar with that scene, the beginning of St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, around verse 30, 33, when John the Baptist sees Jesus walking down the street and he points to him and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And then two of John's disciples begin to follow Jesus. Jesus turns and says, "What are you looking for? What do you seek?" This notion of seeking, of looking for something. In one way, we can describe the human person as that, as one who seeks. And with the church and her sacraments, the moral law, the commandments of God, helps to give direction, what we call orientation, to our seeking, to our desires. And the responsorial psalm today tells us, right? Seek always the face of the Lord. Since we're going to be seeking something, it's good to know what we should be seeking, so that when the distractions of the world get so loud and the chaos and disorder seems to be so close, we can always find our true north, our proper orientation, the face of the Lord. The prophet Hosea is writing against Israel, who, because their luxuriant vines and their fruit is so abundant, they've lost their focus. They've become self-absorbed, self-focused, just accumulating wealth, becoming self-important. Hosea is warning them that this direction, this orientation, will lead to their destruction. Anytime and every time we take our eyes off of the face of Jesus, our eyes off of the Lord, it leads to destruction. And so when we hear Jesus in the gospel today, what does he do? He summons his disciples, those who have already heard his call and began to follow him. He summoned them. He called them to himself. And that's the primary, the first disposition of a disciple of Jesus Christ, is one who is with Jesus, remains with Jesus, is seeking his face, gazing upon his face. Jesus summons them, empowers them, and then he sends them out. We easily can be consumed with the sending out, of going and doing all these things. We see so many needs out there. We feel like we have so many gifts that we want to go do all these things. And we can be distracted and led off course. Jesus is summoning us to him, to gaze into his face, so that we can have that proper direction, the proper orientation of our life, so that we can hear his voice sending us out to do his work and not our own, no matter how good it may be. But to be with the Lord, to see his face, to desire, to seek his face. We could say without doubt, this was a great description of the life of St. Maria Goretti, who desired to be with. She heard the call and she was with the Lord. In the midst of her life, in her farm town life, very poor life, she was with the Lord. And I'm sure we know her story. Okay. One of the boys, the older men, young boys in the town, tried to take advantage of her. And she resisted and gave up her life. So she's a model for us for chastity, for sticking to the truth. And when she was dying, when she was being attacked, she was pleading for her attacker to stop, because she knew he was killing himself. She was concerned about his salvation, because she had seen the face of God. She had gazed into the face of Jesus and knew the truth. And she wanted that truth to be shared with everyone, even the one who was taking her life. And so we can ask for her, her intercession for us. And we don't get distracted. And even when we're under attack, whether as violently as she was, or just the pinpricks that come our way each day, that we never lose sight of the face of Jesus, and we never lose sight of his desire that everyone be saved. Because this is the result of gazing in his face, is that we realize that his desire is for everyone to share that same vision. Seek always the face of Jesus. Seek always the face of the Lord, then help everyone else to see it as well.